For Delaware State of the Arts, I'm Terrence Van, and my guests today are actually two good friends of mine. I have Jonathan Whitney and Eliza Jarvis here from Flux Creative, two extremely bright people, and it's an absolute blessing to be able to talk to you today. We're going to be really diving into what Flux is about, what it's like being a creative in Wilmington and Delaware, and really your experience running an arts organization. What is that experience like? You know, we can share with our listeners the real story, you know, on how all these wonderful projects come to be. So would you like to introduce yourself and, you know, give our listeners a little backstory?
My name is Jonathan Whitney. I'm a father. I'm a son. I'm a husband. I'm an artivist. I'm a composer. Flux is a growth from 45 years of life, you know, and it's also to come together into what Flux has become over the last 2 or 3 years. So I'll stop there.
Hi, I'm Eliza. I am a mom. I'm a writer. I'm a person that dabbles in a lot of different art forms. Because I can't quite keep my focus on one for long. And I'm co-owner of Flux. So I'm excited to talk more about it today.
Now, I know you too, but for our listeners, you both got started or had some time with the Delaware Art Museum. And I know that had to be a tremendous experience and somewhat of a launch pad getting where we are today. If you would explain to our listeners just a little bit of backstory about that, and maybe what you did at the museum, and like, how did that lead into forming Flux?
Yeah, I can. So I worked at the art museum for about 5 years, and it was an incredible experience. It was my first position in full time at an art museum. I worked as a teaching artist at different museums before, but it was my first place where I really got to dig in and learn more about how arts organizations can affect a community. And so I managed the school and community partnerships and got to partner with a lot of different educational collaboratives in the city and find ways to really connect visual art to the human experience of students and of community members. And found a lot of really great colleagues and mentors there, and just a collection of people that care a lot about what they do and about the city that the museum is situated in. So it was an incredible foundation for the work that we do. And through that work, I also met Jonathan. So I'll let you talk about what you did at the art museum.
Yeah. So I came on, I guess, a year or so into your time at the museum. I came in charge with helping the museum connect with the community. So outward facing. The joke around the museum was, in my first year, I was never at my desk because I was always out, you know, meeting with people and seeing like what's happening. Because really, community work, and that's what Flux believes in, is that community work happens outside of the institution, you know, meeting people where they are. So did a lot of that. And also I was charged with expanding the museum's performance series. So, and really for me, performance and community work goes together because performances are cultural. And so those performances and the cultures that they reflect or grow from or grow out of are all represented within the people in our city. And so whenever we brought in a performance, we would connect those performances with the cultures that they represented. So that was the work I did within the museum for, I guess, 3 to 4 years. And Flux sort of grew out of a need for us to see what was next. You know, in the museum world, the common thing is you start out as an intern, you become a specialist, then you become an assistant manager, then a manager, then an assistant director, then a director. But it doesn't really matter what institution you're at. Somebody may be an intern in Massachusetts and then go to California to become a specialist, and then Minneapolis to become an assistant director and end up in Texas. Mm. Eliza and I were invested in Wilmington, in Delaware, And so in order for us to grow, we just had conversations around like, what does that look like? Because we're not interested in doing community work in Chicago because our connection is here. Right. You know, this is where we, this, these are our people. And so we can tell you a little bit about like that actual moment, like the watershed moment that where Flux was created. But what was leading up to it was this conversation of how do we reach more people? How do we affect more people's lives? How do we help more institutions become equitable when it comes to partnering with communities and not just giving out free tickets or free memberships or having free membership days? Like, what does it really look like? So, I guess we could talk a little bit about like that moment. May 31st in Wilmington, May 31st, 2020, there was a riot. This is the riots were all going around for around George Floyd,
right,
and the many other black men that were being killed and continue to be killed. But we had a riot in Wilmington. And so that night, Eliza and I were texting and on the phone, watching live streams from Jaquan and Ivan Thomas, these people that were on the street, watching kids get pulled out of stores by Eugene Young. And our conversations around what can we do as artists, as creatives? What's our role? You know, we're not going to go out and break into a store, or we're not going to go out even like, and at that point, the kids are home. I'm not even able to go out and help pull kids out of stores, you know, and send them home.
Because it's important to remember that this was in May of 2020. So it was like we were in the middle of lockdown and feeling helpless and feeling lost. And then the world is starting to burn around us.
Yeah. And so the next day we go out on Market Street and we have a conversation with Joe Del Tufo, another great friend.
Yes. Shout out to Joe.
Yeah. And we all come up with this idea of painting the panels. Cause when we got out to Market Street and all the stores were putting up wooden panels. Cause the rumor was that night there's going to be another round of riots.
Ooh.
That was what the word on the street was.
Mm.
And so all the stores were putting up these wooden panels over their stores. And we were like, what if we commissioned artists to paint these panels? And so, I connected with my brother who he and his friends he's on the executive track and he's friends with executives at DuPont. And we connected with Benjamin Whitney and Renard Hill and said, look, if you guys pay an artist $500, they can paint this panel.
Mm.
And so our first artist was James Wyatt, and on a panel that was on Space Boy, and literally they Venmo'd cash apped $500 to James Wyatt, and in 5 hours, because it's James Wyatt, right? He works so fast.
Yes.
In 5 hours, it was a masterpiece, you know? But in that moment, that's really where Eliza and I began this conversation of like, you know what? It's time. It's time for Flux to happen.
So that was May, and we officially became a business in September and left the museum at that point with their support. And we continued to work for them as Flux in, you know, various capacities and have a continued relationship with them, which we're very grateful for. And yeah, so that's kind of where it came from. It simmered for a really long time and it was born out of a shared passion to do more in the community. And here we are.
I love it. I love that. And, you know, I've had the privilege to work with you two, and you're being modest right now because what you did at the museum was absolutely fantastic and transformational. And what you continue to do, I know, is the echo of that. So it's you know, wonderful to hear how it has bubbled up and got to this point. And there's still so many wonderful relationships and things that are able to happen through this new entity, you know, so that's a fabulous thing to hear. And, you know, for our listeners who some may not know, some may know, but could you kind of like lay out what is a creative consultant? Just so people can know, maybe just sometimes, you know, when you explain to folks the day to day, they might not understand sometimes in the creative space what it is that happens every day to make some of these things actually come off the ground. So could you kind of dive into that a bit?
Yeah, I know. It's been 3 years and I still don't have my like elevator pitch down pat. It's so wide ranging. And we end up filling a lot of different roles depending on who our clients are, which speaks to community work, I think, in general, is that there's, you know, you find a way to fill the need when it arises. And so in large part, our work falls into a couple of buckets. And one is community engagement and finding a way for an institution to better connect with the constituencies that it is surrounded by. And that takes a lot of different shapes. It could be through focus groups. We've facilitated focus groups before. It could be through community talkback sessions. It could be through staff training, or it could be through an event. And so we do that work on all levels, sometimes from soup to nuts, where we're in the ideation of like, what is this going to be? And then here's what it looks like, and managing that as it rolls out and hiring everybody or being there. And sometimes we're just there to get the ball rolling and to be in the meetings, to be a voice of an external perspective on these issues that institutions are thankfully really grappling with these days and finding out different ways to take those steps. So that's our community engagement and consulting side. And then we also help add bandwidth to many other primary, most of our clients are nonprofits currently. And a lot of the nonprofits in this area in particular are filled with really passionate, but also really small teams trying to do big work. And so we can come alongside of those folks as people who have done that work before and book performers for their upcoming showcase, or design a program that is going to be at that concert, or write the grant so that they can make this program happen. So I am a writer and I moonlight as a graphic designer, which I don't like to say, but it's, you know, like we said, we get the work done when we have to.
Like she's, like you said before, she's like not saying the truth because she's an amazing graphic designer.
Right.
And Jonathan is obviously an amazing performer. And so, you know, we work with a lot of clients on working through musicians and performances and things like that. So it's really broad, but because we know the community and we know the work and the people, we just find where we fit for that client and then do what needs to be done.
We very much bring all our whole lives into every day. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like when we think about like all the different things the two of us have done in our lives leading up to this point, and on any given day, we might be thinking about incarcerated environments or thinking about a mural or thinking about presenting an artist and like what backline we need, or, you know, really bringing our lives to the world each day.
And that's great for, you know, folks to hear, because, you know, I don't think when you think of having a creative profession, a lot of the times people underestimate the amount of hats that need to be worn. You know what I mean? It's and more just keep kind of just, you know what I mean? So I'm glad that you laid it out that way, so folks can know that there's a lot of different pockets that your skills can speak to, you know, when you get into your, especially your own business, in a creative space. Cause a lot of times they say artists are creatives, and that business, you know, it doesn't mesh well, but that's not necessarily, that's a myth, you know, that's not necessarily the case. I mean, there can be some, you know, some cases, but, I appreciate you laying it out that way, because some listeners do need to kind of know what it looks like on the back end so they can appreciate the final result.
And messy. That's what it looks like on the back end.
Well, the front end looks beautiful. So that's what folks see. So, and you know, with that being said, some of the projects you've worked on up to this point has been, you know, a wide range. Are there some that stand out? Do you have some favorites, you know, that you would like to share?
I mean, even if we go back to that first project of the storefront murals, that project was so beautiful to watch happen. We were able to commission four artists for that. And two of the artists have works that are now in the state historical archive as documentation of that moment in our history. Mm. But you know, we had artists like James who were already established, and he's a great artist in his own right, to young artists like a young Erica Jones, who did a beautiful piece, Odotoyin, and that was one of her, that was maybe her second work of that size. Mm-hmm. And to watch her grow through the process and to be a part of her story was amazing. Mm. You know, that's one of my, I mean, we have other stuff that we've done and like great artists that we've presented and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to early in our gestation as an organization and watching the impact happen, and it wasn't even that was actually something we did for free. It was mm-hmm. like,
yeah, and we don't produce a lot of events. That was like really the only Flux pushed event ever. Mm-hmm. But one of my more recent ones, it's a little bit less like flashy on the back end, but one of our clients is City Fest, and we've been working for years with them on writing grants to fund the Urban Artist Exchange on the east side of Wilmington. Mm-hmm. And we've in the past year been able to secure a significant amount of funding. I mean, we still need more, but to present a full summer concert series for the next 3 years is funded. And that was huge. And I, as the, you know, as a writer, that was like a really wonderful moment for me to be able to write, like get to write about something that I am really passionate about, and then to have other people buy into that vision. And then also, you know, Tina Betts is obviously the like machine behind all of this, and having her, like being with her on that process, I've been able to learn so much through that process. And also now like getting to walk over to the site and see it like physically be finished building, it's just really cool to be on the, in the back end of that and be able to experience all of the change along as it's happening.
And that is so wonderful to hear, because that kind of leads into the next question on like, do you feel that change once it happens? What does it feel like? And also, you know, what is the impact of creativity, would you say? You know, like just not only as, you know, a profession, but just almost as like a way of life, you know, you know, how do you share that? You know, what does that look like for Flux?
Oh, I think that hope is the impact of creativity. We see it all the time in our work, and this is not an example from my current work life, but one of my very first interactions with the way that art can affect life was when I was working in a juvenile detention center, and the nonprofit I was working for convinced them to allow the kids to have writing utensils and notebooks in their cells with them. And all of the self-harm instances that they were clocking on a monthly basis went down to zero after that in the center. And that was a moment where I was like, oh, okay, like this does something. Being able to express yourself and be creative does something for people. And then that's pretty much what led me onto my, you know, continued to pursue creativity. And we see it even like in the Urban Artist Exchange, walking around that neighborhood now and talking to people about what's happening. Like you see the hope of like, this isn't a vacant lot anymore. And like somebody cares about my neighborhood and my kids will get to come here. And it's just like, it really infuses every day with purpose and hope is my experience of that.
I think the only thing I would add is possibility. Like mm-hmm. creatives add possibility. Rather than seeing a problem, we see a problem to be solved. We see possibilities within a space. And so some of the organizations we get into, and they've gotten to a point where they're like, we don't see how to get over this hump. But even just in them explaining the problem as creatives, we see all the possibilities. There's always, and it's funny, like things that are a given to me or to us as we're having a conversation, you know, to a client will be like, whoa, we've never thought of it like that, you know? And I don't think it's because we're brilliant. I think it's because we're willing to look for possibilities. We don't mm-hmm. allow constraints that aren't actually made of steel to keep our creativity inside. We see all the possibilities, and we're able to live in that space of possibility.
What do you see the future for Flux, and what are some of the things that you would like to accomplish and, you know, make folks aware of?
It's funny, but one of the things we've been able to say is that when we started the business, we made 3 lists of people to contact, and we've never made it through our first list.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, we went through like so many names, and they say yes, and then they start telling their friends, and they start telling their friends, and then next thing you know, and then like, oh, we saw you were doing this, and we were sorry. So we've never actually had to do serious marketing around finding clients. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just we've been contacted for what we do. You know, we let our work speak for ourselves.
And I think one thing about like the future of Flux that we can say too is that we, you know, created this out of our passion for community and for change. And through the last 3 years, Flux has really informed both of us in our personal pursuit of our passions and our lives. And so moving forward, I think we're both going to be doing more of that. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, Flux has really given us clear eyes to see which parts of the work we love and are best at, and we'll continue to move forward in those parts.
In the creative space, you're almost creating the future, you know, in a lot of ways, because you're so intricately involved in so many different angles. The future is coming right from up here, you know, and that's an awesome thing, and been absolutely an honor to be talking to you today and grow that out. So it's good to be able to speak with you and hear how Flux is growing.